Great Lakes water levels are up. Let's find out why. This is the Environment Report. I'm Zoe Clark, in for Rebecca Williams. Great Lakes water levels go up and they go down. It's just a fact of life. Now, water levels in Lake Superior, Michigan, and Huron continue to be above their monthly averages for the first time in 16 years. Drew Grunewald is a hydrologist at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. It's part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Now, Drew, the Lake Michigan-Huron system hit record lows last year in 2013. What's behind the recent surge in water levels for the upper lakes, and that's happening so quickly?
In the late 1990s, water levels went down, and they went down very fast. They stayed low. People had gotten used to it. They were asking, why are they getting low? And then starting in January 2013, water levels on both Lake Michigan Huron and Lake Superior have gone through this two-year surge that is relatively unprecedented.
So what is behind this?
So the short answer, Zoe, is increased precipitation. There has been more rainfall across the region, particularly over those two lake basins over the past 2 years, than average.
So was some of this because of last winter's cold weather, so much snow?
That's a great question. The way we're looking at it is part of the story has to do with the fact that in 2013, we had a big spring rise in water levels. And then on both lake systems, and then on Lake Michigan Huron, what we call a below average decline. And that cycle then repeated itself in 2014. Keep in mind that in 2013, we weren't dealing with an Arctic polar vortex anomaly. That was in 2014, in early 2014. So really what we have here is a pattern across both 2013 and 2014 related more to increases in precipitation, both over the lakes and the precipitation that turns into runoff, than really any other factor that we measure.
Drew, what are you expecting to see happen this coming spring and summer?
The work that goes into generating a seasonal forecast that we call, sort of looking out 1 to 6 months in the future, is something that NOAA, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and Environment Canada work together on to try to get the best information together. As of right now, that sort of internationally coordinated forecast suggests that moving forward for the next 6 months, we're most likely to expect a typical seasonal cycle starting from where we are right now. So not an extreme rise, not an extreme fall, but something following what we typically expect. So a little bit more of a decline through the winter and then a typical spring rise. The key point of that being that we would expect water levels to stay above average where they are right now.
Right, because if we're already above average and we're going to then just see something sort of normal, that it sounds like we're going to probably stay above average for at least the next year is what it sounds like.
At least for the next 6 months. And you touch upon an important point here, which is that when we get beyond, say, 1, 2, 3, 4, either even 5 or 6 months, we start getting into a period where the large-scale regional meteorological and climate patterns that drive precipitation and temperature and other factors related to water levels become really hard to predict. One great example is last year's Arctic polar vortex anomaly, 6 months to a year out. Nobody saw that necessarily coming, but it had a tremendous impact on the region.
Drew Grunewald is a hydrologist at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory in Ann Arbor. Drew, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's today's Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark.